Hollywood box office plummets in 2019 as audiences stay away. By David Ng on December 24, 2019. Hollywood is closing out 2019 on a sour note thanks to a new report showing that North American ticket sales fell an estimated 3.6% in 2019 compared to last year, the largest percentage drop in 5 years. Audiences shunned the multiplexes despite Hollywood's continued obsession with superhero blockbusters and digitally animated family movies, both of which are designed to rake in cash domestically and abroad. For the year, Comscore is projecting that box office revenue in North America will reach $11.45 billion, a drop of 3.6% from 2018's record haul of $11.89 billion, according to multiple published reports. Even though most of Hollywood relies on it for reporting box office data, Comscore's credibility took a major hit when the Securities and Exchange Commission charged the media metrics company and its former CEO Serge Mata for engaging in an illegal scheme to overstate revenue by $50 million and for making false and misleading statements about its performance. Comscore ended up paying a $5 million fine in September to settle the case. Mata paid a $700,000 fine. In another sign of internal turmoil, Comscore has seen significant churn in its executive ranks, with its CEO and president abruptly departing the company earlier this year. That said, the 3.6% drop-off from last year represents the steepest box office drop since 2014, when box office revenue fell a little more than 5% compared to 2013. Last year's domestic box office reached a record high, not accounting for inflation, of $11.88 billion, climbing more than 7% from the previous year. The Walt Disney Company continues to dominate the exhibition landscape, accounting for 6 of the top 10 biggest grossing movies of the year, including such hits as Avengers, Endgame, The Lion King, and Toy Story 4. The number could climb to 7 with the just-released Star Wars, Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. But the final saga in the Skywalker movie series had a disappointing debut, earning 20% less than its predecessor, The Last Jedi, on its opening weekend. Though the domestic box office tends to fluctuate from year to year, Hollywood continues to struggle with a stagnating marketplace that must compete with Netflix and a growing slate of streaming options that are keeping consumers at home and glued to their devices. This year saw the debut of Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus, while next year will bring streaming services from Warner Media and Universal. Also causing stress among studio executives is the slew of pricey disappointment this year, with DOA titles including Terminator, Dark Fate, Dark Phoenix, and Cats. As Hollywood makes increasingly bigger bets on each title, thanks in large part to expensive visual effects, the downside potential is also growing, making each box office bomb more devastating to the bottom line. Hollywood is depending on China to an increasing degree to fill the box office gap. China ranks as the second largest box office market in the world, but Beijing puts a strict cap on the number of foreign titles that can be approved for release. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.